Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. Today is Wednesday, December 6th, and I am so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. We're taking a departure from my normal podcast format in this Christmas season, just giving you short little, what I call trinkets, to keep us connected and hopefully keep you encouraged as we near Christmas. So let's get in today to Christmas trinket number 3. All right, ladies, what's on my heart today to share with you is releasing the need to know. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how much I struggled with this for years and years and years. Like when things happen to us, especially when things happen to us that are hurtful, harmful, we just want to know why, God, why? And I tortured myself with that question for years and years. And I'm not going to say that I am fully cured, because there's still times when I want to know why. But what I have learned is that where the peace is releasing the need to know why. Just understanding that God has purpose, even in the deepest depth of pain, even in the deepest, darkest valley, the thing that happened to us may not be good. It may not be, in our minds, you know, there may be nothing good that can come of that dark valley, but God knows what's going to happen once we get through that valley and once we're on the other side. And we don't have that foresight. We don't have that perspective. So that's why the Bible says that his ways are higher. We can think he's the cruelest God. Like, how could a loving God let this happen? How could a loving God let me go through this deep, dark valley? Well, I want to tell you that I've been through a lot of those, and I'm talking very painful, deep, dark valleys of the shadow of death. And I can tell you now that I have been walked through those by holding his hand. Sometimes he's carried me through them, because I want to tell you, sometimes it's so hard. I couldn't even walk them on my own. Like, he literally had to carry me. Like, they're a blur. I can look back on him and go, I don't even know how I got through that. And I believe that he was carrying me during that time. But once I got through it and I came back out into the sunlight again, civilization again, whatever, I can always look back and see his fingerprints working it out for my good in some way. And I know, especially if you're in one of those right now, it's like everything inside of you doesn't want to believe that. You don't want to believe that. You just want to be mad. You just want to be angry. You just want to cry. Sometimes we might even turn on God. We think, how, you know, I don't even want to deal with him. Like, a lot of us can go there. And again, that's our human nature to need to know why. But what came to me, again, as I've come back out into the light after those dark valleys, and I can look back and I can see God's fingerprints, he doesn't spare us the valleys, but he gives us what I call traveling luxuries through them. And by that, I mean, you can see his favor even through them. Especially if you're in one right now, like, we just have tunnel vision, like, we just want to see the pain and the agony and all that. We're crying out, our soul's crying out, right? I get that. I really do. But if you'll just try, if it's within you at all to just try, you'll see his fingerprints, right? You'll see the evidence of God right there with you in that valley, you know. And I heard someone say years ago, when they were crying out, they had lost their son, and they were crying out, and they said, you know, where was God when I lost my son? And a pastor responded and said, the same place he was when he lost his. So God watched his own son die an agonizing death. Like, God understands our pain. He understands. So I just beg of you today, release the need to know why. Would it really make it any better if you knew why? I mean, the pain's still there, right? I went through a really dark valley years ago. And I mean, I've gone through many of them, but I went through one that I thought was just going to rip me apart. I thought I would never survive it. And when I got on the, I was about midway through it, I would say, and I finally got the answer to why. And it didn't really help. I mean, even when I got the answer, all it did actually is it made the pain a little bit worse. You know, so I think this need to know, we either trust God or we don't. You either trust him or you don't. And trusting him through the valley is really hard. I know. Maybe something didn't work out in your life. I've had a lot of those situations too, where I thought, there was going to be this natural outcome to something I'd poured myself into and worked really, really hard toward. And then the result that should have come, like, fell apart. It evaded me. It slipped through my fingers, whatever. I've had that happen a lot too. So if you're in one of those valleys right now, where your identity was so wrapped up in what you did or what you were trying to achieve, I think a lot of times he will let that evade us because he needs us to understand that our identity is in him, not what we do. That is such an important lesson. I think that if I could give you anything today, trust him, because whatever you're reaching for, trying to achieve, has no value apart from him. Like, I was so wrapped up in the music. I'll just give you an example. I was so wrapped up in the music industry for so long. My identity was, when somebody say, well, tell me about yourself, Diane. First thing I did was tell them what I did, right? Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I came to Nashville with a record deal in motion. It was supposed to happen. My manager said, you need to get on up there. We're about to sign the deal. I came up here and I was up here 2 weeks, kind of hanging around waiting for it all to go down. And she called me and she said, Diane, I need you to sit down. And I mean, you don't know, like, I had been working for years toward this, and we had a big send-off party out of Atlanta where I'm from. And I had made it, right? Like, it was about to be delivered. And she said, I need you to sit down. The deal's not going to happen. I had already moved up here, everything. I mean, so I've had that moment too. I had another one where our singer-songwriter show, we had been touring with it for 7 years and it had a lot of near misses going to TV. Finally went to TV, and then a member of our team totally let us down. He was a Judas. And again, the natural outcome that should have happened, that should have put us on the map with that, fell apart. So I know what it is, but God showed me that needed to happen because my identity was wrapped up too much in what I did and not in him. Now I understand that it doesn't matter what I do. I'm a child of, I am his daughter, and that's what gives me value, not what I do. You know, we are here to serve him, to serve each other. And that looks different ways at different times in our lives, but it's not my identity anymore. Like, being a singer-songwriter, or, the times when I was a consultant, being that, or being whatever, it's not my identity. My identity is who I am in him. Okay. So we've got to make sure we get that straight. So valleys are necessary to bring us into our full, our real purpose and true peace inside. So this Christmas season, if you're struggling with peace, if you're in a valley, or if you're just crying out, wanting to know why, I invite you to release the need to know why today. It just doesn't matter. The pain is the same. And I know a lot of you might say, well, it's the not knowing that's killing me. No, what it is your lack of trust in Jesus, your lack of trust in our creator. That's really the root of it, y'all. Trust me, I've been there. We either trust him or we don't. I invite you to trust him today, because he's not mean. He's not, we're in a fallen world and people can attack us and hurt us and bad things happen and horrible losses happen and all these things happen in this world. But the beauty is, Jesus has overcome this world. That's the whole point of Christmas. This is not the end of the line. Whatever can happen to us here is not the worst thing that can happen to us. All right. Keeping our eyes on him, keeping our eyes on the eternal, and releasing the need to know why in that trust. That is the pathway to peace. I wish that for you today. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you so much for this precious woman listening today. Lord, if she's in a valley or if she's struggling to know why, I pray, Lord, that you just blanket her in comfort and help her understand how to release that need to know why. Just, Lord, I pray that you take it from her and that you just show up for her in miraculous ways where she can actually feel your presence this Christmas season. Thank you for that. And I love you, Lord, and I trust you. In Jesus' name. All right. I hope this has blessed you today. I'll see you tomorrow. Lady up.